able to have it back. And if they didn't, if they wanted to make that a gift, they could go on and make that a gift. But everything was rectified. And I remember getting up and seeing that and just breaking down in tears for a group of believers who would honor God's name like that. Now, I had no ties to faith whatsoever other than my Savior. And here was a group of believers so in love with Him and so committed to doing what was right that they saw to it that all wrongs were rectified. Well, God had an assignment for me to do where I was. Why wasn't I in this church? Well, He had another place for me to serve. And when the time was over for me to serve in that place, I told my husband, I said, we wanted to go check out a number of churches and found beautiful believers all around, in little churches, in bigger churches. It was just a joy. But when I came here to faith, boy, Pastor Monty would just break open the bread of life. And I told my husband, and he even shared with me, he said that what a privilege just to sit. And I knew just what the lady meant when she said to Jesus, but Master, even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. And I would have been content if they didn't give me membership, but would have let me sit in the back area, way back there where that little brown chair is out in the hall, and just let me overhear what was being said. It was that precious to me. Well, we joined faith in 2017 after I retired and my husband retired from his business. And it has been a blessing to be in fellowship here with the believers. I have never been in a church that has taken things so personally, so seriously, and care for the needs of others. But one thing I do know, and I am thrilled, and I know you're thrilled too, as the church gets bigger, and as these pews fill up, it's hard to find the ones that are just starting in your journey here at faith and include you in. And that is what we want to do. We don't want any person to feel left out or that they are alone. Now, that's the next thing I wanted to mention. How many of you have seen those signs? And I think they came from Connection Point, I'm not sure, but the signs that they put up with COVID in people's yards, you're not alone. Am I the only one that broke down and cried when I saw that? Just sitting in a person's yard? I thought, that thought, I am not alone, had such comfort to me. Now, I had my husband and my family, but just to hear that reiterated, you're not alone in your journey here in life, is something I don't think we can say too often. And I think we need to make sure that each lady that comes on Sunday, and you know on Sunday it's so big and vast, and I'm thinking, well, first of all, we each have our pride. So we're thinking, I forgot the person's name, or I don't even know if they're new. They could be here for years, and I'm welcoming them as new. And so we close ourselves off, and we don't show the love that we really do want to show to one another. Well, we have been doing a series this summer, and it was on bearing one another's burdens and why God allows burdens to come into our life. Now, this is not meant to be a downer, because God has, he's sovereign. He knows what he's doing. And even in the time of burdens or troubles that we have, how many of you will testify that's been your biggest time of growth? See? So we know that God takes us through those things, not to hurt us, but to allow us that things are being broken down in our heart and in our life that allows us to be more accessible. Well, I wanted to share a testimony, but I did not want it to be my own, but I wanted it to be from a person that I knew it was totally legit. And so I picked a teacher that I once taught with, and I've been apart from her for maybe 20 years. And recently we were brought back together. She has a tremendous gift in writing, and she had written her testimony. Now, I want you to listen as I read the testimony, because I want you to compare it to you and your own situation. Now, you could be on a mountaintop right now, and I'm celebrating with you, or you could be in a valley now. It doesn't matter. But just listen to the steps that she went through in trying to find her place of service while bearing a burden that God had placed on her. My testimony, by Dori Skinner Oda. Here it is, my heart. The bearing of the nakedness that finally brought me step to step today. This is an accounting of the pain and hardness of a heart, scarred by battle wounds, betrayed by friends, and seemingly forgotten by God. After my Parkinson's diagnosis, I went from mad to lost and alone, broken, empty, and in between cycles of raging and anger at my disease. I was a child of God, and I knew he loved me. After all, Jesus loves me, this I know, and he knows my name, right? Well, my mind knew the right answers, but my heart was raw and would not heal. I regularly attended Sunday services and was actively involved in our small group. I talked to people, but my conversations and my words and my relationships only went so deep. I was literally unable to communicate my pain. And since I looked okay on the outside, no one pursued me. No one came back after me to pull me back to the living. And honestly, I don't know how I would have responded if they did. I tried to read my Bible, and I told myself and everyone else that I was okay. But inside, I knew the truth. What I didn't know was how to fix it. I was alone. Unity. I was surviving, but were really meant in life for fulfillment. And I was heart sick. And God really means us for joy. I wasn't functioning as a part of my local community of believers, and I thought no one cared. I thought that if I shared my pain. I thought my grief was sinful, but I couldn't stop grieving. I wondered what I did to deserve this disease, but at the same time, I knew I didn't serve a vengeful, reactive God. Simply put, I was at a loss, and I was losing ground week by week. And then God saved me from the crying and the pain, and the raging that had become a familiar and almost comfortable place for me. 5 lonely years after my Parkinson's diagnosis, he literally saved my life the day Robin announced that she wanted to see if there was interest in a woman's ministry. She said to meet after church if interested. Well, some part deep inside of me must surely have known I needed fellowship and love. On a conscious level, all I knew was that I needed to be in that meeting, and it's all I thought about during the whole sermon. The meeting was well attended, and we were all invited to join the women's ministry committee. That was all I needed, an invitation. Over time, I got to know 5 other ladies like they were my own sisters. We exchanged literally hundreds of texts and phone calls and attended dozens of meetings together. We prayed together for the ladies of our church and for each other. And slowly, text by text, meeting by meeting, my fences were coming down. People don't know you need help unless you tell them. But I didn't know that yet. I began to try to read my Bible again and somehow landed in Isaiah 43. I clung to that chapter for dear life, and then a loving thing happened. These 5 ladies started loving me for no good reason, except that the Spirit of God made them beautiful and made them want to love me. And because my fences were coming down, I could start to see and feel the love again. I began to accept it, and I began to return it. And finally, I started giving myself away, giving out of the abundance of what God provided me, and it brought me joy. I wrote notes. I gave gifts. I prayed with friends. I prayed for loved ones. I cried to God with tears for the plight of those I loved and uplifted and encouraged my brothers and sisters in Christ as God gave me opportunity. His bountiful, unmerited, abundant, sweet grace was filling me, and I couldn't contain it or use it all. I had to spill it out and over onto everyone I met. And now I'm so blessed that I don't have the words to describe it. I'm blessed by the beautiful, sweet spirit of the ladies on that committee. I'm blessed with a friendship of women who pursued me when I couldn't speak my needs, and who kept pursuing me with love even before I could respond. I as blessed to give until I am spent. I am blessed that on an ordinary Sunday, 5 women walked into my life and decided to stay. That these 5 women risked being rejected to love me before I could love them back. Open your hearts and you will be filled beyond overflowing. God is faithful every single time. Trust Him and be filled up. You don't have to know how. You only have to take one step and He'll meet you there. And pursue your broken sisters. They don't know how to reach out. Don't let them fall. And that's why we're here. And I think each of us at some point in our life has felt what Dory has felt. We've hurt, but don't know how to communicate that. And there's more to us than our hurt. We have more to give. But yet, this is a part of our life that God has seen fit to allow us to come into. This Parkinson's disease really opened Dory up to be given piece by piece to the women that she does come in contact with. I wanted to make sure that you knew in Galatians, and it's in the 6th chapter, the 2nd verse, Jesus tells us to bear one another's burdens. Now that doesn't mean that I can take your entire burden and put it on my back. That's just impossible. He gave the burden to you. It was designed for you, not to hurt you, but to develop you. But as the body of Christ, he has also given us a ministry that our contact with you can encourage you and help you build that burden, and also know that we care how you're coming along with it. Some weeks, women can be better than others. I don't know why that is. Some weeks, you just feel like talking and helping and being what you know God wants you to be. Then how many of you know there are days that you just want to be quiet? You just can't share. You just can't reach out like you know you could. Well, since we're all made of those fibers and we have different personalities, God knows our strengths and our weakness, and that's the beauty of the body of Christ. So when people come to faith, we want them to be able to hear the word of God and to be able to begin to grow and anchor into God's word. But we also want them to know, yes, your sister sitting here, if you need help, we want to help you. Lean on us. We're there for that. Because there's days that I need to lean on others. I'll quickly just interject this. At the end of our classes this summer, I got sick. And they tested me for COVID, and it said that it wasn't COVID, but now I think the doctor is saying that it was a false negative. And boy, for 3 weeks, I was out. I just was as weak as I could be. But here comes the ladies of the church. Cards come, and this church rates A+ in sending out cards. The cards came, the notes came, the message came, I'm praying for you, and the encouragement was there. And I knew that they knew I was hurting. Now, did that relieve the hurt? Well, yeah, in a funny way it did. It did. Just to know that someone else knew I was hurting was a big help. And so, little by little, God has nurtured me back to where my strength is coming. And it's not full force yet, but I praise him for what he's given me. Then I want you to remember this with the burden that God says. In Matthew 11, this is chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." That's God's way of doing things. When I'm overburdened, it's because I've put too much on myself. And I have to re-examine before God, just, Lord, what would you have me do? Where will your power take me in ministering to other women and other families here? Now, I'm going to take this to a place that 7:26, so I've got, I think, just enough time to do this. I wanted to give you an example of a body and the levels of experiencing pleasure. First of all, every cell of your body can do life on its own. It can break down food. It can do respiration. It can eliminate waste. It can multiply and divide. It has all the attributes of life. The cell is the smallest unit of a living body. But if I just put a cell on the outside of my hand, does it make it a part of my body? And the answer to that is no, no. It's there, it's sitting with the rest of the cells, but it's not a part of the body. So that when I ride a roller coaster, and between you, me, and the doorpost, I'll never be riding a roller coaster because they scare me even to look at them. But let's say I love roller coasters and I rode them, and if I was riding a roller coaster and I just experienced that joy of that first big dip, oh my, would that cell attached on the outside of the body feel the overall pleasure of that big dip? No. It's got to be a part of the body. Now, here's a better example. We'll get rid of the roller coasters. Homemade bread in the oven. What if you like the aroma of that, and I do, when I come into a home that has homemade baked bread, I have a pleasure that just comes over my whole being. Now, it was my nose that picked up the scent, the molecules, but it's not my nose that is happy. Only my nose being happy. Somehow, pleasure got transferred from the olfactory cells to my whole body, and my whole body was delighted. Now, this is what I'm trying to get us to see, is that just by coming and being a part of something that is unattached, sits out to the side, means that there's a lot of things you're not experiencing. And that's not the desire that we have. We would love for each person to feel that they are attached, that they're a part of this body. And in order to do that, we have to begin to break down barriers, not quickly, but slowly and methodically as we move in that direction. What is the basic purpose for me talking to women tonight? Is to tell you, number one, you're not alone. Whether you're a member here or you haven't been a member or you're a new member, you're not alone. Does it take time to make friends? It does. And sometimes I think I need them instantly. But it's well worth the endeavor. And we're going to show you some ways that may help you to break into the body of Faith Baptist Church as we're here. So it's my privilege to introduce to you some women that head up women's ministries. And the first one that I'm going to do is Beth Welch. And she's sitting over here, and she's going to come. And I'm just going to stay in this seat, if that's okay, Beth. Yeah. And you can even walk the aisles if you want.
We'll stay right here.
Okay.
I think it's kind of interesting what Dee just said, because one of the things that I'm going to talk about is in explaining my ministry, how so many different people can be a part of it. So I'll get that to that in just a second. Let me start by introducing my ministry. The ministry is called De Gratia. De Gratia is a Greek phrase that means by the grace of God. We are specifically a cancer support ministry, and what we do is make, and when I say make, we actually hand make bags and hats and bracelets, and then stuff these bags with all kinds of goodies, and we take them to area cancer treatment centers, whether it be radiation or chemo, and that's a way that we can get the gospel out to the different ladies. There's always a Bible that's included in there. There's always a tract that's included in there, and these ladies are very receptive to receive these gifts because they're sitting in this place where they're, you know, could be there for a couple hours receiving chemo or radiation, and they're in a very vulnerable place at the time. So they're very receptive to receiving these bags, and then once they get into them, they find that there's a Bible and a tract in there. And we've had many, I have stacks of cards at home of thank you notes that I've gotten from people that have received these bags. We have people that have attended our church, whether as visitors or actually have joined, because of the content that they've had from getting these bags. It's just such a neat ministry. And what I thought was really neat, what Dee was saying about the body, one of the verses that I always use, or passage that I always use when I'm talking about De Gratia, is in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. It says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." And it goes on to say, it's not just one member. It's not just the foot. It's not just the eye. We all have to be, you have to have it all to be a body. And that's the way it is for the body of Christ as well. We can't just have Awana. Mm-hmm. We can't just have De Gratia. We can't just have one little thing. And in saying that, we can't just have Debbie. We just can't have Dee. We just can't have me. We have to have everybody that comes together to make the body of Christ. And what I think is so cool about the De Gratia ministry is the different age ranges, capacities of women that can work in this ministry. I've had five-year-olds. My little five-year-old girl used to work in De Gratia. I've had people that have, Miss Mary comes and helps us all the time. We have so many different ages and capacities. I always, if ladies ask me, can I help? I always say, can you count to 10? Then you can help. We have so many different ways that you can help through De Gratia. Some of the biggest things are, I said we make these bags. I need people that know how to sew. I don't ask me to do any of that. We put bracelets in these. I need people that know how to make bracelets. I do need people that come with me on the days that we put these bags together and help. I say stuff these bags, and sometimes we do stuff them full. I need donations. I need all kinds of different things to help this one ministry that I think is, I think there's two different kinds of ministries that are in a church. There's internal ministries and there's external ministries, and this is definitely an external ministry because we do take them to area cancer treatment centers. We do, if we do have a member in church as well, we do things for them as well, but it's mainly an exterior ministry. We do about 350 bags in a year, and that's a lot to try to get together and try to organize and try to get delivered, to get put together. I definitely can always use help. I can definitely always use donations. I definitely can always use people that know how to sew. If there's anything that you think of that you think, oh, this would be really cool to put in a bag like that, please come talk to me. I'm always open for suggestions. Our next assembly is going to be in October. And in saying that, I am planning on having an informational meeting the end of September after church on a Sunday night. And I'll make sure that it's announced from the pulpit. Come, tell me what you can do. Tell me the things. Tell me your part of the body of Christ. What can you do that can help put this together so that we can reach the people that are getting these, that are sitting there in those cancer treatment centers hurting, that need this this ministry.
Yes. Thank you, Beth. Yes, that is right what we need. And I'm just going to go quickly to our next speaker, and this will be Debbie Templin. And boy, I tell you, you've got two women here that really love the ministry God's given them to do, and they want to make you a part of it. So Debbie, this is Debbie Templin.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You ever have one of those days when nothing comes together?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I'm just going to sit quietly.
That's today. And I want to thank you for this opportunity.
Very much I want to thank you for this opportunity. Not for my sake, but for the sake of those who are sitting in the pew. One of my very best friends tells me often that if it wasn't for me inviting her specifically, personally, to class, she'd still be sitting in the pew and not know anybody.
Amen.
And not be involved. Today, she's in the choir, she works in Awana's, and she helps me in my class. So, Faithful Ladies Sunday School class, that's what I do. It started February 6th in the year 2000, and it happened like this. Okay, we had come to this church, my husband and I, and we sat in the pews for a year because we weren't sure, is this the church for us or should we move on, you know? So we sat there, we didn't do anything, we just soaked it all in. And after this year was up, we said, well, this is it. You know, we got to make a decision, and then we got to get busy and work. So we asked Pastor Monty and Kelly, his wife, to come over one night, fed them chocolate cake and coffee, and the little their little boys were little. They went in the playroom and played, and so we could talk, and we said what we wanted to do, some things, and we had several ideas of things that we'd be interested in or would like to help with. And one of the things I said, I would love to teach a ladies' Sunday school class, and I've always been afraid to ask anybody. He said, when do you want to start? So it was started almost immediately, and Miss Kelly said, well, you need a name for your class, and let's see, she says, Faith Baptist Church. How about Faithful Ladies? I said, that sounds great. So he was very open to inviting a person to start a ministry that God had put on her heart, and I appreciate that opportunity, and I have met and been friends with a lot of ladies in the last 21 plus years through that. Through the years, we've had mothers and daughters attend class together. We've had all ages, 18 through 90s. Right now, we have a lady in her 20s, a lady in her 30s, and then the rest of us are 40 plus, we'll say. We have single ladies, we have married ladies, we have single again ladies. Our married ladies, some of their husbands come to church, some of their husbands don't come to church. If they come, they go in another adult class for Sunday school. And of course, the goal is always to pray the other husbands into church and to salvation if they need that. And then we might lose a class member if the husband starts coming and he wants her to go with him. But that is a goal. So all ages, after high school, that's what Pastor Monty's said, that would be the way to do it. After high school and older are welcome. And we have a place for you. So we plan to do an activity every month outside class. Right now, I do not have an activity director to come up with ideas and get us going on that. So basically, we just go out to eat or we go to someone's house. And today, they were at my house, so it was wonderful. But it wore me out. We would love to have an activity director. If you have any inclination that God is calling you to minister to women and you think, wow, I could do that, just organize us, tell us where to be, when to be there, what to do. And in years past, we've done talent share night, where we've had ladies come in and show us how to do flower arranging, how to make a recipe, travel log, quilting, quilling, which I didn't even know what that was. It's akin to calligraphy. We've had chili bake-offs, we've had pie contests, we've had jewelry and clothing exchanges, we've had Easter bonnet parade, we've had special speakers, we've had special this, special that. Like I said, we do not have an activity director right now, but we have done that in the past when we had one. So maybe God is calling you to something like that.
Yes.
If he is calling you to a ministry to women, and that's not your thing, I have another position open, so just see me about that. In the past, we've typically just take a book and study it together. The one we just finished is The Best Yes by Lisa, I don't know how to say her last name, Turkus, but we just finished that one in class. And typically what we do is I will bring several suggestions to the class and then they vote on which one they would like to do next. Here is what we're doing now. We started just last Sunday, September 5th. This is a book that the church provides for us. It's a workbook. And it has a thing for you to do every day of the week. And then we come to class together. It's based on, it says, continue, a biblical journey in personal discipleship. Okay? So mm-hmm. It starts out with the basics. Who is God? Mm-hmm. Who's Jesus Christ? What does it matter? What's in this Bible? Yeah. What's the New Testament, Old Testament? I don't understand a lot of that. So it starts out with the basics, which is excellent for a new believer, but it's also good for older believers. It's never harmful to go back and learn the basics because the truth is the truth and it's good. So we are doing that right now, and you can see me if you're interested in that. Come and join us. I can promise you this. Number one, if you come to this class, you will be placing yourself in a small class environment where you can get to know other Christian women, learn from them, be loved by them, and be prayed for by them.
Yes.
Some of the ladies in my class have told me repeatedly that they pray for every lady in that class every single day. Love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Number two, I can promise you, you will get practical biblical wisdom for daily living to grow into that godly woman you want to be. And it's not always from the teacher. The ladies teach each other.
Amen.
That's good. And number three, I can promise you, you will have opportunity to find BFFs there, okay? And your best friends forever. I've experienced all that myself personally over the past 21 plus years, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Debbie, thank you. And you can see the personality of these two ladies. They're well, God's in it, so nothing more needs to be said. Now we have another lady. This is Bev Berwick, and she's coming and going to present a relatively new ministry that has been started, and I think very important for you to know about. So, Bev.
Okay, thank you. Can I just leave it laying there? Will that work?
I think, yeah, you might, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, hi, ladies. I know some of you. I don't know all of you, okay? But I'm happy to be here tonight. The activity that I'm going to explain was really Debbie's brainchild, and I'm part of the Faithful Ladies class, and she wanted volunteers, and I volunteered, and I've been there since. My favorite thing in the world is to watch people find friends and get acquainted. I just think it's very important. I have lifetime friends that I'm from high school that I still talk to that served as real support in difficult times in my life. And the first purpose of this group is to match ladies up so that they can mentor, pray for, be there to help their friend. Okay? That's the first thing. I don't know how many times the word encourage is in the Bible, but every time you read it, God is pleased when people encourage each other, and it even says in Malachi that he takes note of those that encourage each other. It is just so very important. The second goal, at first it was just ladies in our class, but I begin to think about the fact there are a lot of new ladies in the church, and a lot of times a new lady comes to church and she doesn't know anybody and she has a difficult time getting acquainted. And so I thought it would be fantastic if people in groups like Faithful Ladies from our class or from other classes began to take on a new lady in the church and become acquainted with her and encourage her and just get to know her and help her get to know other ladies in her group. And that way, welcome them into the church. We as monthly activities find something to do, fellowship-wise. I don't require much of you ladies and women who care. It's my concern that you talk to each other, that you meet each other maybe at church or call each other on the phone every now and then. Text each other, for goodness sakes, okay? And just keep up with what the other person's doing, what their concerns and their prayer requests would be. And then I offer suggestions I try to do it monthly, but sometimes I get behind. I try to offer suggestions as to what you might do as a pair. Maybe visit a shut-in and take her some cookies or something. Or maybe there's a lady with a new baby and could use a meal, and maybe you two could get together and take a meal to her. Or maybe you just need to study one of the books of the New Testament, you know, like Ephesians or Philippians or Colossians. There are different suggestions that you might do together. So you don't have to just come up with them, and I do not keep a chart and mark off the people that do those things, okay? You're on your own to do that. I'm too busy to keep track of you guys. I retired from teaching a long time ago. I'm not grading people anymore. So anyway, I would love to get some more ladies involved in what you do. I have some sheets here. All I ask for is your name, your email, and your phone number, okay? And I might call you and say, I want to meet you Sunday out in the lobby so I can put a face with the name, okay? But the idea is just give me your name, your email, because that's my primary way of communicating with the ladies, and your phone number, and then I'll try to match you up. If there's someone in particular that you've become acquainted with that you would like to know better, you're welcome to put their name down there and say, I would like to be paired with. Or if you have a particular class you're in and you would like to have someone from that class. So if there's something you think that would help me pair you up with someone, just make a little note of that on here. But if you would be interested, I have some sheets here, several of them, and all it asks for is your name, your email, and your phone, okay? Are there any questions about what we do?
I did want to make mention is, Beth, we'll start with you. When you meet here in the church, what room do you meet in? Where are you located?
E120,
yes. With all the windows?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh, 102. Yeah, E102. So that's the one where you come in that side door from the parking lot. It's just right to your right that has all those windows that you can see from the parking lot. That's where she would meet. And Debbie, where is your class?
I'm 101, just across the hall.
She's just across the hall, right in that door in 101 on Sundays. You'll find her there. And Bev, they'll find you there in that area of the church. And of course, they come on Wednesday night and Sunday nights, and if you come a little early, you'll be able to catch them, and those are yeah. good things.
And that's how I was going to say, if you don't put your name on here tonight, all you need to do is see Debbie or myself and give us that information, your email and your phone number.
Yes.
And we'll get you signed up whether or not you sign up tonight. I sit over on... That's near the men's restroom for my husband.
Yes.
on that side.
Okay, that works out well.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Bev. And I did want to tell you that on Tuesdays we have ladies' Bible study, and it starts at 10 in the morning, and we go to 11:30, and we're out at 11:30. We did a luncheon this time because it was our first time to meet. We'd been out for the summer, And it was a beautiful luncheon. Kay Wilson put it all together, and that's her gift. Her hospitality is what God has given her to do. So she can always use ladies to help her. And we ask that you'd come join us. But if you're working and you can't, we understand that. But let us know somehow how we can reach out and make you a part of this. Now, I have one other person, but this person did not know I was going to call on them. So I'm going to ask them to forgive me. But Cindy Wall, it's you. And she just took a big gulp. But Cindy has a big ministry, but it's up to you to get to Cindy. And she may even have some needs yet, because she does the dinners for our bereavement. Yeah. Got the wrong word. Sorry, ladies. For bereavement. And of course, we've got one coming up. So, Cindy, would you like to tell them how they could do, or how they contact you? Now, this is Pastor Wall's mother, and Danielle, who is the church secretary. This is her mother, and boy, let me tell you, they got their talent and personality from their mother and their father, but their
mostly
mother's
from
tops.
Their dad. You can text me or call me. My phone number is 317-850-4999. And so Danielle usually sends an email out to everybody that's on the email list. So if you have an email address and the church does not have it, if you will see Danielle, give her that information, and that way, when there is a need or a request, you'll get that. You'll get that, and so then you can call me, and I will. I keep a list to see what we need. You know what people are bringing. I put their name along with it. So everyone, it's been such a blessing to be part of that. My husband asked me the other day. He said, "You really enjoy that, don't you?" I said, "I do." I said, because then you get to see a lot of different women. You get to talk to a lot of different people that otherwise I wouldn't get to talk to. So, and there have been so many that have volunteered to help work in the kitchen. And it's harder than what you might think, but it's fun. You know, it's fun.
It is.
It's really fun. So, and I appreciate that. So, thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Now, are you all set for this Saturday?
Set. Yes.
Okay, so Saturday looks pretty good. Yes, you want to repeat your phone number. If
sure.
You've got a pen, get it ready, because she's going to give her phone number again.
Okay. Ready? It's 317-850-4999. And that's Cindy Wall.
Good. Cindy Wall. Yes. Okay. Well, I think that covers what we wanted to make sure that each lady knew. And know that God is in our midst. And when he's in our midst, our needs are being met. It's always on his time, his way. I can't say they'll be met instantly. But like Dory Skinner found, I take one step and God begins to take the next step. And it just is a marvelous way as he meets our needs. We don't want one person to feel alone. Let's close in a word of prayer and thank him for what he has given us. Father, again, we come into your presence thanking you for who you are, that you're a God of love, that you don't want one person left out. Even when they tried to exclude the little children, you said, "Suffer them to come unto me. And forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Now, Father, give us courage, give us understanding and direction, and we'll give you the praise as we look for your body to have their needs met spiritually and physically, and in every way possible, emotionally also. Amen. Now,